Gerald Ryan is about to join us. He's got trapeze artists in today. Good morning to you, Gerald.
Good morning, boys.
Thanks for joining us. Look, not too many have been able to win back-to-back expressways. I think he jumped out pretty well the other day. How forward is he for today?
He's as fit as he can be without having a run under his belt, yeah.
Was his usual trial without blinkers? Happy enough with him?
Yeah, very happy with him, Ron. Yeah, very happy with him. His gears have come up well, yeah.
What's happening out there at Rosehill with this weather? Are you happy with that?
No, never happy with the wet weather, but what do you do? But it's not, you know, it's just misty rain. It's gone now, it's cleared up a bit now, but, you know, probably genuine soft seven, six.
Okay. He has got, you know, you look at some of his wet track runs, they're outstanding, and then you can pull one or two out and say, well, he's 50-50 in it.
Yeah, well, I think he handles really heavy tracks better than he does the ones at the halfway there. Like, I think his slipper run was good on a real heavy track, and his Everest race was good on a real heavy track. But a couple of ones in the in-between time, well, they don't appear to be as good, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. How do you read this race today? What would you like to do with him?
I would have thought he'd bounce and be somewhere right there, probably outside the leader. Mm-hmm. Depends how quick the others go, but he's very well. He's had two jump outs. He won prior to trial and another one the other day, and he's with the machines really quick. He seems a lot sharper in that sense this time around than he's ever been. And he left the machines good in the trial, but he's out wide. So I would imagine that he could, you know, depends what stuff are up, he may remain there inside him, whether he's outside the leader or whether he's following him. You know, they could play it by ear in the first 50, 60 yards, yeah.
Yeah. What, if everything goes according to plan, well, what is his autumn program?
He was always been planned to start today. And then a fortnight to the Warwick, to the Apollo. And then it was 3 weeks to the Canterbury Stakes, 4 weeks to the TJ Smith, and then a couple of weeks to the All Age. So we're going to be his five races, you know.
Okay. Any overseas plans or anything like that for him?
Well, it's there at the back of the mind. His form at the end of the autumn, he's still good. Just see the way he's come up, I see why it won't be. Ascot's there. Yeah, he'd go to Ascot, and then he'd have the one running at Ascot, and then probably retire, you know.
Okay. All right, well, we look forward to that. Al Boomham in the last. He's won a trial since first up.
Yeah, he pulled a shoe off first up and took a long time to get over. He must have jarred up really bad foot, but still in two minds whether he's no good on wet tracks, whether to run in, you know, it's the last race, and it could be chopped out by then. Could be better too if this cloud clears, but I'm still in two minds of whether to run in or not. Yeah, but his trial was good. He struck out good on a dampish track at Randwick in the trial, so just make up your mind the next 10 minutes, you know.
Okay, good luck with him today. Look forward to seeing Trapeze Artist.
You'll see a bigger, stronger horse in the yard today than what he's been, you know. He looks well. He looks terrific, really.
And it sounds like you're happy to take Winks on second up.
Well, it fits in with our program, you know, whether Winks is there or not. But, you know, what I saw Winks trial the other day, I don't think anything will be beaten. But, you know, it just fits our program, really. You know, if we didn't run there, well, we wouldn't run again for 5 weeks, you know.
Okay. Good luck, Gerald.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Gerald.